You're listening to the Mazingo Baseball Podcast. We're bringing in some of the best baseball minds you can find anywhere. I'm your host, Harold Mazingo. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe, give us a rating, share with your friends, do whatever you got to do so we can keep this train rolling. Now let's dive in. All right, let's rock and roll. It's the first time I've done this live, so let's see what we got. A little bit easier, I think, doing this in front of a video than just sitting in a room with myself when I don't have a guest. So we're going to give this a try, see if y'all like it. Y'all can let me know if you like it or don't like it. All right, so what we're going to talk about, extending off of yesterday's podcast where we talked about the UCL injuries and what was leading to them and those sorts of things, I want to talk about my own sort of experience with Tommy John surgery. So I had Tommy John surgery back in 2018, so there's the nice scar for those watching. See it right there on the elbow, right? So I just want to talk about that process, what it was like, the rehab process and the return, everything like that, everything leading up to it, just to kind of give you some information on what that was all like. So 2005, I'm in college, pitching at VCU, and I was starting to feel a little bit of discomfort in my elbow, not knowing what it was. And this is all like hindsight now, right? At the time, didn't know anything like that. But I had this feeling in my elbow back in 2005. I threw a bullpen one day and I went back and I took a nap. And when I woke up, I could not extend my right arm. And obviously that was a little bit weird for me. I had to physically like push it open. It's a little bit weird, a little bit concerning. Saw a doctor, no reason for concern on their end. So as far as I was concerned, I was good to go, business as usual. And it was going to take a lot to get me to stop pitching anyways. So I'm pitching. And this goes on for several years now. But the sensation I always likened it to, I was telling people, was what it felt like to me was that I had a rubber band inside of my elbow and that it would pull and just stretch on every throw I made and then it would just snap back every time. That was the sensation I was having. It wasn't super painful. It was just some discomfort, right? And I got used to it. You build a tolerance to it up over time and you just sort of get used to, hey, this is normal. Don't worry about it. I didn't think it was a big deal. So kept pitching. Fast forward to 2006, I'm drafted. 2007, my first full season in pro ball, and I'm dealing with some shoulder problems, to put it lightly. It was excruciating pain. And I missed some time for that. I got shut down. I forgot what month, but I got shut down soon after the All-Star break. I think it was right after the All-Star break, 2007. I was in low A ball. And anyways, got shut down. It was this process of shut down, do some rehab, try to throw again. It's still not there. Shut down, do it all over again. Then finally sent me to Arizona. Surprise Arizona to our facility out there. I was going through the rehab process, getting looked at by all kinds of doctors. Everybody told me everything's good. We're good to go. I came home that winter and was still continuing to do rehab. And I was still having a lot of pain throwing, but I finally was able to get back to a spot where I could throw again, going back to spring training in 2008. Well, I knew I was going to be late leaving spring training just because I was still dealing with the shoulder. We were trying to slowly get into that. And I stayed back in what's called extended spring training. For those that don't know what extended spring training is, you have a regular spring training. And there's a period of time from April to June where there's no, you have people still out in the spring training facility, but there's no official league to be played. It's like a transition phase. You'll have spring training and the guys will make the big league team, the AAA team, AA, high A, low A, and so forth. But there's some kids that aren't quite fully ready to go out and play a full season yet. So they hold them back in what's called extended spring training. They're still basically just doing spring training every day. They're playing some other teams, just getting their work in. So I stayed behind and did that. and I was supposed to make 3 rehab starts. Well, the first rehab start, 1 inning. The second rehab start was supposed to be 2 innings, and the third was 3 innings, right? So in the second rehab start, I was pitching in the second inning, and I went to make a throw. It was a curveball. Never forget this feeling, right? So I went to throw a curveball, and it felt like when I got back into layback, external rotation, like someone just dug a knife into my elbow, and it was like on fire, right? So what it really felt like inside, right, was that rubber band that I talked about stretching, that rubber band stretched, and I said it used to always come back. That's what it felt like every time. Well, this time it felt like it stretched and just popped, right? But what it felt like to me was a knife in my elbow right there. Just for a very brief period of time, just super sharp and super short duration. Enough to go, man, what in the world was that, right? And I only had 1 out at the time, and I was trying my hardest to get through this second inning. So I get the ball back. I throw the next pitch, fastball, and I feel the same sensation right as I get back into layback again, right? My arm goes back in external rotation. I feel the same sensation. So now I've got a decision to make, right? Like, do I say something or do I try to get through it? I still don't know that it's a big deal on my end. I don't know that it's a big deal. So the catcher calls a curveball, and nope, that's not happening, right? So I throw a fastball, same sensation, and I think at this point I have a 1-2 count. I have a runner on first base as well. So the next pitch, I come set and pick the runner off first base, which helped me out quite a bit. So now I've got a 1-2 count, and I rear back with everything I've got, throw a fastball, get strike three, and I come out. I know my outing is over with, which is great. I got through it. Now all I got to do is rest a few days. My arm's going to be fine, and then I'll be good to go for 3 innings next week. Well, I was supposed to go run after that. Yeah, we were in the antiquated times of running, right? No, I'm just messing. But I was supposed to go run, and I went to go run, and it just something didn't feel right in my elbow. It almost felt like to me like something was dangling inside my elbow, if that makes any sense. I don't know if anybody's ever had that sensation, but that's what it felt like to me. So I didn't run. The next day, so this was on a Friday, so the next day being Saturday, I knew I had to go to the park, play catch. I tried to play catch. Something's clearly not right. I can't play catch very far. The next day is Sunday, so for the guys rehabbing and extended spring training, I don't remember if it was everybody or just the guys rehabbing, but we had Sundays off. So I was just trying to get to Sunday, get that day off, and by Monday, everything was going to feel back to normal. Well, I woke up Monday morning and things didn't feel back to normal, but I said, okay, it feels a little bit better. All I've got to do is just not have a bullpen today, and I can probably get through this thing, right? So I go to the park, look at the sheet, Mazingo, bullpen. I said, oh my goodness, I don't know how this is going to work. I tried to get through it, just could not. I got over to the mound, and I'll never forget the pitching coach I had the year before was there with me at the time. And he was there with all my shoulder stuff going on. And I went to throw a pitch, and he said, Mo, is your shoulder bothering you again? And I said, no, my shoulder is completely fine. And obviously, I wasn't lying, but I wasn't telling anybody what was going on either. I was trying to get through that. Nobody wants to be in extended spring training, by the way, just so you know. All right, so I was trying to get back to play in the full season. So I throw the next pitch. I'm doing everything I can to get the ball to the plate. It ain't working. I throw the next pitch. I get the ball back. I kind of take a deep breath. I don't turn around. And I looked over and I said, all right, take the ball. It's my elbow. And he's like, what? And I said, yeah, my elbow. It's not good. So I went back into the training room. They did some testing. Our head trainer came in after some of the other guys did some testing. He did one test and told me it didn't look good. So I went out and saw, well, I got MRIs done in the next few days and weeks. This is all leading up to this. Next few days and weeks, get MRIs, get checked out by the doctor, fly out to Kansas City to see our team doctor. Then I fly to Los Angeles to have Tommy John surgery with Dr. Yoakum out at Curl and Joe facility. And he does a surgery. I'll tell you a funny story because this was kind of good. So I had surgery. I don't remember what day of the week, but I had surgery early in the morning out in Los Angeles. I'm 23 years old. I'm out there completely by myself. I fly into LAX, and I have a day before the surgery. I go out there for pre-op stuff, right? I see him. I have nothing to do, so I'm taking a shuttle over to Manhattan Beach. I think that's what it's called, Manhattan Beach. Just spending the day at the beach trying to not think about what the next day is going to hold. Next morning, I go have surgery. They wake me up from the surgery. It's kind of one of those things where you feel like, what just happened? Like, did I have surgery? I don't feel anything. What's going on? Anyways, the nurses come in and they give me some food, which is crackers and a Sprite is what I had. And I hadn't eaten in a while, so I was very, very, very glad to get some food in me. And anyways, then one of our trainers flew out, and he was going to stay with me because I've got to fly back on an airplane here in a few hours. Actually, not a few hours. It was a couple hours. I think it was 2 hours after they were waking me up. I was supposed to be on a plane. So I can't go around an airport all of myself right now because I'm highly medicated. And kind of out of it. But anyway, so he gets there. I'm talking to him. I remember talking to my agent a little bit. Briefly, I remember having the conversations anyways. But I remember the nurse coming in. And it was like, all right, we're going to bring your clothes in so you can get dressed. And we're going to help you out. And I said, no, like, that's not going to happen. I'm getting myself dressed, right? And she said, I don't think it's a good idea. And I said, no, I'm going to get myself dressed. Nobody needs to dress me, right? Just, yeah, anyways, stubborn, right? Hard-headed, got to prove that I can do everything you think I can't do, right? And that's just kind of how it works. So I remember standing up to try to put my clothes on and just almost collapsing over. So I had to have help getting dressed. And then it was time for them to wheel me out because I got to catch a cab to head back to LAX and get on a plane. And they were going to bring a wheelchair in. And I can't stand that kind of stuff. It bothered me a lot. And I said, no, I'm walking out of here on my own 2 feet. You're not wheeling me out of here. And I remember taking about 2 steps and just about collapsed again. And I said, all right, bring the wheelchair. So anyways, now I'm in a cab. I'm pretty sure I slept the entire way over to LAX. We get to LAX. I'm trying to walk around. I don't have any idea what's going on. I'm walking around like a zombie. I remember the trainer that was with me, he asked me if I wanted any food, and I told him, yes, please. I'm pretty sure he went and got me a pizza. I'd sat down, sitting straight up, and just passed out with everybody walking around me everywhere. But anyways, so I get back to Arizona, and the next day we start the rehab process. So you're in like I don't know what you call it. It's like a soft cast type deal. I was like in a sling and a soft cast. I wasn't in the brace yet. So the next day I have to go in. And so Tommy John surgery, for those that don't know, is reconstruction of the ulnar collateral ligament. And what they have to do is they took a tendon, and I don't know if you can see it, but they took a tendon out of my wrist here, and they inserted it in my elbow, right? So what they have to do is they go in and drill two holes in this bone, and they take this tendon and they wrap it through in a figure eight, tie it off, right, to hold up as a ligament. Tendons and ligaments aren't much different, just one's connecting bone to muscle, the other's connecting, I don't know, muscle to muscle, bone to bone, I don't know, somebody help me out there. But one connects bone to muscle and one does something different, but they're pretty much the same type of deal. So they take it and put it in, and it has to act as a ligament. So the next day, I've got 3 days in Arizona for rehab, then I have to go back for a follow-up. So for 3 days, I'm doing these exercises. For those that can see, I'm literally doing this right here. Just trying to get everything acclimated in this. This is what I'm doing. That's my whole rehab for 3 days, but that starts the next morning. So we did that. I go in for the follow-up. Now I'm in my brace. And the process of returning from Tommy John, a big part of that is regaining range of motion, and that takes some time. I've seen guys come out almost immediately and regain all range of motion, which is cool for them, but that's one of the things that does take some time, just regaining that full range of motion, letting the new tendon or ligament, whatever you get it from, really heal up and build up some strength and all that, and some blood flow, all those kinds of things, right, have to happen. So the process does take a while. I don't know the exact time frame off the top of my head, but it felt like somewhere like five months or so before you can start throwing a baseball again. It's a slow process. So with me personally, just to share my personal journey on the road to recovery, I had a hard time recovering from Tommy John surgery. No rhyme or reason, just kind of is what it is, right? So I started throwing. We got out to a little bit of long toss. And during the long toss phase, actually before long toss phase, I think I got to about 90 feet, maybe 120. Somewhere between 90 and 120, I started feeling some discomfort for the first time. And I had to be shut down a little bit. And then I finally got back. It was a few weeks. I think it was about 10 days where to take off and then pick back up. It was a little bit sped up then, like you're going backwards, but it's a sped up process to try to get you caught up as quickly as you can. And as I was getting out to long toss, I remember I finally got to where I was throwing a bullpen. Anyways, fast forward, I finally threw my first bullpen. And I remember like just thinking like, yes, finally, it's an exciting day. For those that have been through that journey, it's a super exciting day. Like every new phase is exciting. But that bullpen day is the one big day that you're looking forward to, right? And I throw the bullpen and I'm walking back and I'm in Surprise, Arizona at our spring training complex. And I'm walking back and my arm just completely locks up like it did, like it was right when I got out of surgery. I just could not move my arm again. So that was kind of a scary moment for me. I went and saw Dr. Yoakum again and said everything looked fine. I just needed some time off. Everything was fine. Just slowed down the process. That's really it. Just a little roadblock. No big deal. But along that journey, I also got this really weird infection type deal that sent me to the emergency room, and I was in a hospital overnight for 3 nights. It was really weird. We can talk about that later. Not something for this. But anyways, long story short, I got back that year. It was about 13 months. I was pitching in games. First game went well. Second game didn't feel great. And by the third game, it was like killing me again. And for whatever reason, I just could not, from that point forward, it was just a major struggle where I couldn't pitch, and like everything just hurt. I came home in the office. They sent me home. They're like, there's nothing more we can do. Let's just let it rest. They sent me home. And I came back the next year for spring training. And honestly, when I came back for spring training, I was 20 months post rehab and I couldn't throw a ball. My arm was excruciating pain. And at the time, Lost, if anybody's seen Lost, it was kind of a show that was in its finale. And I had just gotten into it. I was watching it on Hulu, just binge watching it. And I got back to Arizona and I finally had to throw a bullpen. And I said, all right, here's the deal. Just going to be make or break. I'm probably not going to be able to pitch ever, like really ever again, was my thought process. Like, it's over, but I'm just going to let this thing go and just see what I have in the tank, right? If I can't do it, I can't do it, but I'm going to go out with a bang. And I just started letting balls rip. And for whatever reason, that day was the first day where I had no pain and everything just synced up well. So it was, long story short, so we called that my island. If you've seen Lost, you'll get the reference. We just called that my island. Just a magical thing happened out there. I was able to throw finally. Came back and pitched that year, and the rest was history, I guess. I pitched two more years professionally in the minor leagues, and then it was over with. Just wasn't good enough at that point, which is okay. It was just, again, just trying to share this journey with people. Maybe it helps people. Maybe you just have some questions. So if you have any comments, concerns, questions, feel free to, if you're seeing this on YouTube, put it in the comments. If you're listening on Spotify, you can write in on that, comment some kind of way on that. I'll answer any questions you have on the stuff, and I'll come back and shoot another podcast on questions. But just kind of want to talk about my individual journey, the process. And again, just I'm here to help anybody that needs help. So if you have questions, feel free. But that'll be all for now. So just thank y'all. Thanks for listening to the Mazingo Baseball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the channel so you can get notified when the latest episodes are coming out. Share it with all your friends. Leave us a review. Be sure to check me out on all the social media accounts. It's going to be at Mazingo Baseball. And check out the website, MazingoBaseball.com.